What secret movies and shows will we be seeing in Marvel's Phase 6? We answer that question and more this week on Only Stupid Answers. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Only Stupid Answers. This is the show where we answer your questions about movies, TV shows, comic books, and Marvel's Phase 6s and 5s and 4s and 3s and 2s and 1s. I am your host, DJ Wooldridge. With me, as always, is Roxy Stryer. Hello, Roxy.
Hello, DJ.
And listen, we're going to just dive right into this. You could have heard us talk about this earlier if you watched it at patreon.com/onlystupidanswers, but you didn't. You're listening to it on the podcast. So too bad for you, I think, is where I'm going for this. Go to our Patreon. I'm not sure.
Fuck it.
But listen, we got a lot to talk about. Let's at this point, when this show is dropping, it'll have been a couple weeks since Comic-Con, and Marvel just did a big old dump. I don't know that's why that's the direction I went with it, but it gave us a bunch.
Like, it's not a reveal as much as it is like they like let us in on their process. Marvel was like,
they opened up a fire hose of information.
Yeah, they were like, here's the. Let us show you the storyboard of Phase 4, 5, 6.
4, baby. 5, and 6. Wow. So right off the bat, something that struck me, that's what we're talking about this week. We're talking about the Marvel phases, is it took about like 10 years for them to do Phases 1, 2, and 3. We're knocking out Phases 4, 5, and 6 in like 5 years.
Let's go.
Why do you think that is?
Money? Why do you think that is?
I think it's a couple things. I think one, so we know that phase, and we're kind of jumping ahead here, but we know that phase 6 is wrapping up with Avengers Secret Wars. And there's a couple versions of Avengers Secret Wars. One was in the 80s, where it's just a group of villains versus a group of heroes. They was put together by a character named the Beyonder that I would be genuinely shocked if the MCU ever does anything with. The one that they are probably pulling from is a more recent miniseries written by Jonathan Hickman. And they should probably be paying him more because they pull from his books a lot. And that was a big multiverse colliding crossover that was kind of orchestrated by Doctor Doom. So I feel like that's what we're building towards. And so I think Feige's thinking a couple things. I think Feige wants, for Secret Wars, he now has the toys of the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. And I think he wants to cross those characters over with the Avengers that he's already established. And he knows if I wait another 10 years, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is not getting any younger. Chris Evans isn't getting any younger. And I'm going to back up the money trucks and bring them back for Secret Wars. And that's going to be the big selling point for Endgame was everybody's together. I think the big selling point for Secret Wars is we're bringing everybody back. RDJ, Chris Evans, probably Tobey Maguire. And I have some concerns. I'm jumping way ahead. I have some concerns about X-Men. We'll get to that in a minute. But I think that's part of the reason. I also think, Roxy, I don't know if you were there for this conversation.
Where was I?
This was back at the screen, the couple weeks I was working at Screen Junkies. And I won't go into details because I just realized I don't know how much I can say. Somebody who had some inside track was under the impression that Kevin Feige was looking to bow out of being Marvel's go-to guy. And of course, at this point, that was years ago. But that has always been in the back of my brain. And it's like, yeah, he probably wants to do the big thing with all the toys so that he can call it a day. It's like, I did the thing. Right. I can pass it on to somebody else.
And, right, because what is he going to do it forever?
I don't know. I don't know how you could. I don't know. I don't know how anybody could. So that's my thought on the expedience with which this is happening. I think
what you just said and what I said are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yours is more detailed, but it all comes down to money. And I think that would be the biggest money-making endeavor ever to bring them back.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And also, just like fan service like crazy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I know that you said you have your concerns, but if on November 7th, 2025, we see our Avengers, and by our Avengers, you know who I'm talking about, come back. Are we not all going to lose our fucking minds?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we're going to be there. Listen, if we're not fucking road warriors by that point, we're all going to be going seeing this movie. I do feel like there's this air of optimism when anybody's like, we've got this plan out to 2025. I'm like, oh, good for you. That's cute. I hope that works out.
For sure, because We have two global pandemics going on now.
We have global pandemics, and there will have been an election since then, and people are making moves, baby. People are making moves.
Somebody tweeted this week and said, doesn't seem right that there's two global pandemics and I have zero health cares. I should have two health cares and zero pandemics.
Yes, I agree. But listen, we're jumping ahead. Phase four is the one that we are currently in, and it is ending with, I feel like I'm talking about the Mayan calendar. We are in phase four of the fourth moon of the...
Where's the sun right now? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that is wrapping up with Wakanda forever and She-Hulk. And
what do you think that means? Like, what do you think the big wrap up is of that phase?
That's the other thing with these phases is that the first three phases were like very like consistent. It's like, here's a bunch of solo Avengers movies building to the big crossover Avengers movie. And now it's like, here's a bunch of shit. And then another bunch of shit. You know what I mean? It's like, how is Wakanda Forever the wrap up of phase anything?
Amaru, who is like a big nerd, dumb person who was, that wasn't nerd, dumb. Who is a big competitor in the movie Cherry Schmodown for Energy Dem. He talked about how phase four is like the phase of grief. And that's the through line of the whole phase. Like, okay, everybody, like, how are we dealing with everybody that disappeared and like having to deal with all of the grief of life? And that's the connection, which I think there's validity to that. I'd be excited for that phase to end. And Wakanda Forever ending that phase makes sense.
Yeah, when you put it that way, that makes a lot of sense. I do feel like that's a little bit of that person doing Marvel's work for them. I don't think they put that much thought into it, but that does, they're not wrong. Like it's like, okay, that kind of, yeah, I see that. So phase four was on the movie end, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Love and Thunder, and Wakanda Forever. And on the show front, we had WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki Season 1. On this list is What If, but considering the animation stuff was on a different track than the other stuff, I'm not going to count that. Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk. There's still an untitled Halloween special somewhere out there, and then the Guardians Galaxy Holiday Special, but I don't think that's part of any of this. That's Phase 4. Phase five, we got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. We got Secret Invasion, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Echo, Loki Season 2, The Marvels, Blade, Ironheart, Agatha, Daredevil Born Again, Captain America New World Order, and The Thunderbolts. We got some information on Ant-Man and the Wasp. We got a poster with the first look of Kang. That's in our doc, Roxy, in case you didn't.
I'm excited for all things Kang.
Get us the Kang. We're part of the Kang gang. And then we got apparently audiences at Comic-Con got a look at MODOK, who's going to be in the movie, which is crazy. And apparently Bill Murray's in it, and Catherine Newton is, of course, playing Cassie Lang. So that's what we know about Ant-Man. And, of course, that's going to be a big one just because it looks like one of the Avengers movies we're getting is Kang Dynasty. So clearly he's a big boy in this phase.
I much preferred the second Ant-Man movie to you.
Yes, this
is something I'd look forward to. Of all Phase 5, DJ, of everything you just named,
yes,
what is the one property, if you could only see one, what's the one you'd want to see?
If I could only see one?
Yeah.
Probably Captain America, New World, probably that. Probably
you said the one you're most excited for?
The one that interests me most is probably Thunderbolts. But if I could only see one... I, you and I have discussed this. You and I both like Falcon and Winter Soldier. And I just saw a clip from it today. It's like, that reminded me like, oh yeah, I did like that show. Like I liked that show. So it's like, I feel more confident about that. Thunderbolts is more of a question mark, but that question mark interests me. But if I
really hope the Marvels is good.
I am looking forward to it. Obviously I was a little bummed with the way Miss Marvel wrapped up, but, that would be great. I like that director. The director did Candyman and I like that a lot. So
Blade, we heard, is going to be PG-13,
which is a bummer, but not surprising. Truth be told, though, if you've gone back and watched the original Blade, it could be PG-13 now. It's actually not that violent.
I love the first two Guardians. I'm and for some reason just not clamoring for a third one.
I'm excited for the third one because I'm much more on the James Gunn train post Suicide Squad mm-hmm. and Peacemaker. However, I was much more on the Taika Waititi train post What We Do in the Shadows and Our Flag Means Death. And then Love and Thunder came out. I was like, oh, well, okay. They can't all be winners.
Yeah, some good things on here. The Agatha show is so fucking confusing to me that it isn't. I can't even grasp that we're going to get an Agatha All Along show. Agatha Coven of Chaos.
Yeah, yeah. It could be an outlier. It could be fucking great. But I'm the same as you. It's like, well, how is that even on this list? How did we make that a priority?
What is winter 2023, 2024? Oh, that's like December, January?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're a year and a half out from that. Wow. It's just like, that's wild. That's wild. A lot of shows. Not stoked on Loki season 2, although I'm sure I'm going to watch every single one of these things. But yes,
yep.
Yeah, there's some things on here that I'm like, all right, phase 5. Let's see what you do.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, Roxy. I feel like phase 4 was a little rocky. And so I'm kind of hoping maybe we've ironed some things out with phase 5. Like whatever
the main things in phase 4.
The main thing in phase 4 is Black Widow, the movies, Shang-Chi, Eternals. I actually feel like the movies were stronger than the shows.
Yeah, I like Shang-Chi. I didn't love the last little bit, but I like the movie. Yeah. Loved Eternals.
Yeah, No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Love and Thunder, and Wakanda Forever.
I love No Way Home. So I think phase 4, when you say rocky, I think that's fair because the highs were super high.
Yeah.
Was phase 4 Black Widow?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, it's weird. It's all kind of weird. It's kind of strange.
I'm much more excited about phase 6 than I am phase 5.
But there's nothing on phase 6, Roxy. There's only 3 things.
Right, and I'm excited for each one of those.
A couple things before we move to phase 6. Daredevil Born Again, Roxy, this stunned me and I had to share it with you cuz I don't know if you saw it. I was pulling details for this. Daredevil Born Again is 18 episodes.
Yes, I did see that. I think that is wild.
What the fuck? Like every other Marvel show, this is 3 seasons of any other Disney Plus Marvel show.
Yeah, and it's still 2 seasons of a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Which I only say because the Daredevil episodes were 10 episodes, right?
I think the first 2 seasons, no, I think they were all 13. I think the Netflix 13. Show, I know they were too many. That was the problem with the Netflix
they're
show.
They're longer than even the OG Daredevil show. So. Yeah. That's interesting, but to be honest, this is weird, and I get it, but this is my imitation of Daredevil fans for the last 3 years. Give us Daredevil, we want Daredevil, please give Daredevil, I need Daredevil, Daredevil, Daredevil. Then they announce 18 episodes, too many episodes, we need less Daredevil, don't want that much Daredevil, cut down the Daredevil. And it's like, I came up in a time where what a TV show meant was that it was 24 episodes.
Yep.
But I get it. I like a 10 episode season. I like an 8 episode season. I do. But 6 for some of the shows has been way too little and mm-hmm. whatever. I think 18 could be really interesting. We could have an 18 episode season. That's awesome. So I'm just not going to sit here and be like, 18 is fucking torturous when I'm excited. There's a Daredevil show. I'm interested into why they felt like it needed 18 episodes. And hopeful that means that we might get some really cool appearances.
Yeah, totally. And I think I does kind of feel like that maybe they're making up for lost time of like, yeah, basically you're getting 3. We wanted to do 3 seasons of a Daredevil show and we kind of don't have time for it before phase blah, 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 and so here it is. You know what I mean? We're just shotgunning it all at once. Because I know Ms. Marvel, especially with the story they decided to tell, needed more breathing room. And I wonder if that comes from the fact that these actors are coming from it's not like Anthony Mackie and stuff. These are people coming from Daredevil season 3, which was a TV show. And so it's like those I don't know if maybe it's a contract thing of like, we can work this like a TV show. You know what I mean? And so it's 18 episodes. I'm not against it, but I will be interested to see. It just surprised me just because that's not what we've been doing.
It was shocking. I was shocked by it. If you'd asked me how many episodes would a Daredevil show be, I would have said 8 to 10.
Yeah.
If you told me it was 13, I'd been like, okay. 18, I was like, I would never have guessed that. Yeah. However, it's just so funny. Daredevil. Mm-hmm. We want to give it too much Daredevil. Less Daredevil.
Calm down, Disney. Yeah. Calm down. All right, we're going to do a quick ad break, Oh my goodness. And then we'll be right back. Oh my goodness, we're right back. Oh, who saw that coming? I did. So let's go into phase six.
Okay, DJ.
Yes.
You just made fun of me for saying that I'm more excited for phase six than phase five. But every part of phase six sounds fucking great so far.
I mean, I don't disagree. It's a blank slate. It could be anything.
That's the cool part. Mm-hmm. And the things that we know we're getting, Fantastic Four, bring it on, baby. I'm ready for Fantastic Four. I'm ready excellent Fantastic Four movie. I kind of thought we were going to get more of an announcement on this for Comic-Con.
They keep kicking this can down the road. It was going to be the end of phase four. And then I swear to God, Roxy, at this point, I honestly think they were building towards a tease of Mr. Fantastic in WandaVision, and they had to cut it because they just didn't have it. And so,
yeah, it's possible. And they might still not know who their cast is for this movie.
I think you're right. So, unless they're saving it for D23.
Yeah, possibly. But is that September?
I don't know.
You would think if they knew the cast now, they would announce it now, and D23, they would do something else. Yeah, but who knows? Yeah, I'm stoked on this. And then both of these two back-to-back Avengers movies, not back-to-back, 6 months apart.
I mean, yeah, back-to-back for Avengers movies. Yeah.
For Avengers movies is like, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Literally before we started recording, it broke that Destin Daniel Cretton, who directed Shang-Chi, will be directing one of them, Kang Dynasty.
And Just Mercy, right? And Just Mercy. That's the movie with Michael B. Jordan.
He did that. Yes. Yeah.
And Short Term 12 maybe or something.
Yeah. So he'll be doing Kang Dynasty. Apparently, he's still in the books to direct a few episodes of Wonder Man, that Disney Plus show that's supposed to be coming out. And
yeah, apparently, somebody's just coming out. It's so weird.
Apparently, he's still supposed to be on the books for a Shang-Chi, which if there was going to be a Shang-Chi 2, I would have been putting in this phase six, but there's no fucking way he's doing a Shang-Chi movie back-to-back with an Avengers event.
Yeah, you think we're not going to get another Shang-Chi movie until after 2025?
Well, that's one of my questions, Roxy. So we got a lot of blank slates here. We got how many empty slots? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 empty slots. Oh, yeah. We got 8 empty slots.
Oh, I read 8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got 8. I that was a mistake on my part.
Counting is difficult.
So we've got 8 open slots. And I was wondering how many, because there's not a lot of sequels in phase 5. So I was interested. I wanted us to do some speculation of what we think we might see.
I would hope for some kind of Eternals 2.
Yeah.
Or Eternal situation. I think that
that's what it should be called, the Eternal situation.
Yeah. I would love to see a Shang-Chi 2 in this.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. What are we doing with Black Widow right now?
Question mark.
With Yelena?
Question mark.
Okay. So,
there's rumors she might appear in Thunderbolts.
Well, there's something about that school, right? Black Widow school.
I mean, maybe. We kind of set something up like that at the end of...
Yeah.
I mean, we could either do a Black Widow 2 with Yelena, or if they... kiss and made up with Scarlett Johansson, we could get another Black Widow with her that takes place like before Infinity, like post Civil War, pre Infinity War. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally. So those are some of the ones I would hope to see and be expecting to see. What about you, DJ?
We still have unaccounted for. They're working on Armor Wars show with War Machine. And there's that Wonder Man show. And considering there's not other announcements with them, I'm wondering if those are being moved to phase six. I do know in the previous phases, I did the math, because I'm so good at math. In phase four, we got 7 movies and 8 shows for 15 total projects. In phase five, they're projected to do 6 movies and 6 shows for 12 total projects. And in phase six, we have 11 total projects.
How many movies, how many shows?
Because they're blank slate. We know that.
Are you thinking it's going to be like half and half?
Probably. I'm assuming like the other ones, and maybe a little bit more shows. So Right now we have three movies on the docket, the two Avengers movies and the Fantastic Four movie.
So there's going to be another one, and one of those two fall 2024 slots or the winter 2024 slot. No, but that's Fantastic Four. I think a fall 2024 slot is going to be a movie.
Yeah, I think. But isn't November 2024 fall?
I would call that, that's winter, right? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think one of these is going to be a show.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us as we try to decode the secrets of the multiverse. Definitely one of the. I think one of these is going to be a movie. One of these winter ones is going to be a movie.
One of these
winter 2024 to 2025.
Well, we know in November of 2025 that we have a movie.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, but that winter 2025, the way they put it on the calendar, that's going to be like January.
Oh, okay. So earlier.
Yeah. That's but, I just reiterated where they had them on the calendar and what was posted there. So it's I also found it a little confusing.
Does January? Have we ever put out a Marvel movie in January?
No, but we put out shows then. So I'm going to think, I think the January one is probably a show.
Okay. Yeah, then the 2024 winter part is probably a movie. Well, it's pretty close to Fantastic Four. But I do think it is plausible that they would put out Fantastic Four November 8th, and then Christmas of 2024, they would do another movie.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Christmas 2024, it'll be a movie.
That would be crazy, because then just thinking about the 2024 year, that means we would get a Captain America movie.
Yes.
A Thunderbolts movie. A Fantastic Four movie. And then one other movie.
That is crazy. Captain America and Thunderbolts are happening like back to back, basically. There's like a month between them. This is stupid. This is a lot. This is crazy.
No, it's two. It's almost 3 months
between Cap and Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
I see what you mean. Yeah, because it's early May versus late July. Still, that's close.
No, it's still wild.
That's within spitting distance.
Yeah, for sure.
So, here's my thoughts. My thoughts are Fantastic Four November. The two fall 2024s are shows. Then in winter 2024, we get a movie. Then that January will probably be another show. Then in spring, we'll have a show. In spring, we'll have a movie. Avengers King Dynasty is in May. Summer 2025 will be a show.
You said we're going to have a spring movie that isn't Avengers King Dynasty?
Isn't May summer?
But spring would be...
Hold on.
Spring would mean that it would be March or April?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's going to be a movie in March or April and then another one in May?
Yes.
Wow.
That is what I am speculating. That is correct. Is that accurate? I mean, because we're getting
a movie in November and then we think we're getting one in December.
Because we got fucking Multiverse of Madness in April. That's spring. And then we got Thor. Then we got Thor in July, which is summer.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to do a November, April, May. But maybe.
November, April, May. And also, it should be pointed. These are obviously.
No, sorry. November, December, April, May. Because you already said.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. I think we'll get three. I think between Fantastic Four and Avengers, the King Dynasty, we're going to get one movie. Between those two movies. So between November 8th, 2024. And May 2nd, 2025, we'll have one movie.
Okay, so you're thinking one, two,
and it will be in December for Christmas time.
Four. So let's say we're going to get five movies, including the three we already know. So that means two movies that we have yet to be announced. So that means, hold on. So five movies.
Yep, I'll tell you exactly where they are.
And six shows.
Here are where I think the five movies are.
Okay.
Fantastic Four, November 8th, 2024.
Okay.
And then winter 2024, I bet we do a Christmas release for a movie we don't know yet.
Agree.
And then Avengers King Dynasty, May 2nd, 2025.
Okay.
And then summer 2025, one of these things will be in a Marvel movie. So okay. It will be probably in August we'll get something. So okay. We have May, then August, and then November 7th, 2025, we end out the phase with Secret Wars. Those are the five movies I think.
Okay. I would probably suggest instead of August, it would be something like April, but regardless, you're right. I get it. Point is, math adds up. So we got five movies and six shows. We've already got three movies that we know about: Fantastic Four, the two Avengers, and I'm gonna suggest that the other two will probably be a Shang-Chi and an Eternals.
Me too.
Will Daniel Cretton direct one Shang-Chi and Avengers? I think they'll get another director. There's just no way.
Is he doing King Dynasty?
Yeah, he's doing King Dynasty.
Then I think that would be too soon because if we do Shang-Chi in the Christmas release of 2024,
yeah.
It's still too soon.
That's suicide. That's too much. Like, so I'm thinking we just get a different director.
Or Shang-Chi is not in phase six, which would be insane.
Well, except, so that would mean, when did Shang-Chi come out? That came out last year, 2021?
Although we're obviously going to get Shang-Chi in the Avengers movies, right?
I would assume so. How could we not? Especially since he's directing one of them. How could we not?
Right. So maybe that is our Shang-Chi.
Can I tell you who I'm betting?
None of these are Spider-Man things, right? Because that's not.
No, I think I am under the impression. I don't know if you're in the same one. I feel like Tom Holland wanted a break. I feel like we're on a break from Spider-Man until post Secret Wars.
Okay.
If he comes back. Can I tell you who my bet is? Since we're splitting up, we're not doing what we did for Infinity War and Endgame, where it's the same directors. We're directing both movies back to back. We're splitting it up because Destin Daniel Cretton, was announced to do King Dynasty, but not Secret Wars, which I feel like is very intentional on their part.
You really think that they're going to have two different directors for those two movies?
Yeah, I think that's the only way you could do it, honestly, with how big they are. My bet is it seems like Kevin Feige was very happy with Sam Raimi directing Multiverse of Madness. I think Sam Raimi's going to do Secret Wars, especially with all the people that they're probably going to bring back. I feel like they're at least going to offer it to him.
No way.
Why do you say no way?
I say no way because they cannot fuck around with that fucking movie.
Well, then who are they going to give it for? We already know it's not the Russos. They've confirmed that it's not going to be the Russos again.
I think it will be Destin Daniel Cretton.
Then why did they announce him for Kang and not Secret Wars?
I don't know, but I think because that movie's coming first, and just depending on how he does on set, maybe. But like, how are you going to switch? They're going to have to stay through. They're filming through. They're not leaving. They're not moving. They're not budging. They're filming these two movies at the same fucking time. Mm-hmm. They're coming out 6 months from each other.
Yeah,
I think that's one set.
I hear you. I just think they would have announced that he's doing both. So it sounds like they're splitting it up. And my money, I bet they're going to offer to Sam Raimi to do Secret Wars.
Oh, my God. I think that would be a really not good call.
We'll see.
I love Sam Raimi. Yeah. I love Sam Raimi. It's nothing to do with that. But I think that would be such a bad call.
I think the counterpoint that I would make, I understand what you're saying. I think the counterpoint I would make is that asking one director to handle both those movies back to back is also asking a lot of an individual. And that is why I think if they do split them up, I think that's why they would do it.
I'm literally picturing them though, DJ, filming these two movies simultaneously.
I get you.
Like as in they are filming them, not one than the other,
yeah.
But like scene one from movie one, scene four from movie two, scene based on set location. Like I'm literally picturing them filming at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding of what they did for Infinity War and Endgame. So I hear you. But I don't know.
I actually, it's not fair of me to say it's a bad idea because I think Sam Raimi is a fucking brilliant director. But I just think like...
Logistically, you don't see how it works.
Yeah. Like how are you going to turn that around? But then again, logistically, I don't know how for post-production a director would be able to like really steer the ship for two movies at once. That'd be hell.
Yeah. And also, this might be a good example of like, we like to talk about directors. I don't know that Marvel Studios cares that much. Like it's the apparatus. The apparatus is going to coalesce around whoever's put in charge. Yeah. And they might be filming on same set, whatever, but like, the only reason I think Sam Raimi might do if they do separate people, The only reason I think it might not be Sam Raimi is he has the common sense to say, no, thank you. That sounds like hell. No, thank you.
Yeah. And they already said it's not going to be the Russo brothers?
Apparently, it has been confirmed that the Russo brothers are not doing it. That said, it could be one of those, like, remember how J.J. Abrams was confirmed to that he wasn't going to do Star Wars and then he did? You know what I mean? Like,
I have a really stupid question for you.
No stupid questions, only stupid answers.
Do you think there's any world in which Feige does it?
I do. I don't know that that's the right decision, but I do see that. Listen, Michael Giacchino is supposed to be directing that Halloween special for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So, yes, 100% I do. Roxy, yes, I do.
That would be wild.
Yeah, it would be insane. It would be, but if you ask me if I see a world, yeah, I do see a world where that's the case.
Huh.
And truthfully, I'm not entirely sure how different that would be than most Marvel productions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Here's my question. Now, my question for you, and now we get to my big concern, is this Secret Wars is kind of what I was speculating post-Endgame because, again, it's a way to bring everybody back. We've said we just filled, if our speculation is correct, the other two movie slots for Phase 6, we just filled with Shang-Chi and Eternals, which means we're not getting an X-Men movie pre-Secret Wars. And my concern is Kevin Feige thinks what the fans want, and truth be told, this might be what most fans want. It's not what this fan wants. What the fans want is they want to see Chris Evans, Captain America with like Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. And it's like, no, my dude, I want to see the MCU's Wolverine. I want the Tom Holland of Wolverines, and I want to see that person in the MCU. That's what I want. I have had plenty of the Fox X universe. We got Patrick Stewart back for Multiverse Madness, and that was fine. I want an MCU's
X-Men. Do you think there's a world in which in Secret Wars we're introduced to Taron Egerton as Wolverine? Like in the way that we met Spidey?
I do, in that it's that might be how we segue into them. I think that would be bad. I see them doing it. I don't prefer that. And it might be great. I think the way they would do that is, I think the justification for that would be, we need Hugh Jackman on screen looking at the new Wolverine and being like, you're cool, dude. And it's like, no, you don't vote. You know what I mean? That my vote is, we didn't need that with Tom Holland. Like we earned that. We built towards that. Like, I don't need that for whoever the new Wolverine is. Just give me the new Wolverine and have him hang out with Chris Evans, Captain America. That's what I want. And then maybe bring in Hugh Jackman's whatever. But that's not, I don't want that to be the Wolverine of this movie. You know what I mean? Personally.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
What do you think is going to happen? If you had to speculate, how do you think this is going to play out?
How do I think specifically Wolverine's going to play out? How do I think X-Men. The X-Men are going to play out?
X-Men. We use Wolverine because he's like the mask. He's like the dude. Like, if you want to talk about X-Men generally, Wolverine's your guy.
Do you think there's a good possibility that we're going to get Storm in Wakanda?
In a
post-credit or like...
That's how they've had really good track record with sneaking in people through those post-credit scenes. Yeah, exactly. Clea, we got Hercules. Like, that's how they sneak people in. That's the only way we don't find out about it ahead of time.
But the one reason that I'm kind of like, about that is that movie's coming in a few months.
Yeah.
And we're jam-packed for Phase 5 and there is no wiggle room for X-Men really except in the Marvels, I guess.
Because we did get that so there are mutants in the MCU. There is a precedent set there,
right? So like we could sneak some things in there, but none of those are like a Marvel, are an X-Men based film or TV show. So we would be then waiting from 2022 introducing Storm to somewhere in 20, if we're waiting till after Secret Wars. So after 2025?
Yeah.
That seems like not realistic.
I agree.
So, yeah, I do think we're going to get... Maybe it is a slow fucking burn. Maybe we introduce Storm in 2022 and then, like, we navigate more in 2023 with the Marvels or with something. And then in 2024, maybe there's a couple more hints or hits. And then in 2025, in Secret Wars, we're introduced to our Wolverine.
Yeah, you know what? I think you make it, that actually would be pretty compelling to me, is if we're saying we're not doing an X-Men movie before Secret Wars, if at least we seed them out, like, hey, Storm's in this, Wolverine's in this, Cyclops is in this, and then we're waiting for that like build up post Secret Wars, like, that's fine. I just don't want them to like, I don't want them to think that I'm stoked to see like Ian McKellen come out on a walker and have him be the Magneto. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not.
Yeah. I will say I love the mini cameo, but that's not, I want an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
So like, and I was one of the few people who liked New Mutants.
Yeah. And I didn't hate New Mutants. I actually wouldn't mind if we brought those actors back.
Let me ask you this, DJ.
Yeah.
We have claimed that the two other movies are going to be Eternals or Shang-Chi 2.
Yeah.
Eternals 2, Shang-Chi 2. Is it possible that one of those two movies is actually a Wolverine movie?
Yes, or an X-Men movie. I think, or so. If we were axing one, the only reason I would say if we're axing one of our suggestions, it'd probably be Eternals just because of the reaction.
Ax Shang-Chi because I think he's going to be in Avengers, King Dynasty and Avengers Secret Wars.
Yeah. Well, and also, again, if Destin Daniel Cretton's directing one of them, not even directing both, if he's just directing one of those Avengers movies, I don't see how you fit a Shang-Chi in there while you're working on that. But
yeah.
The other thing I will say,
Simu Liu came out on the red carpet with his girlfriend this past week.
I heard about that. Yeah. No, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. The amount of people that texted that to me was disturbing.
It was too many. But
I get it.
Talking about, well, you know, do we live in a world? I also think we live in a world where we've announced this slate, and then at D23, Kevin Feige's like, oh, wait, I'm sorry, I forgot to include one other thing in here. Boom, X-Men. You know what I mean? And then we get like
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Just fucking where?
Yeah. Exactly. In what space, Mr. Feige? Okay, before we go, we've said there's five movies, six shows. Roxy, what are our six?
I feel like they're sequels because I don't know what new show other than the show that you just mentioned.
Wonder Man. Yeah, Wonder Man and Armor Wars.
Yep, we'll probably go there.
So we'll probably get a we're going to call them sequels because they're like movies, but what would traditionally be a season two, like Moon Knight. Moon Knight, probably Miss Marvel. That would make sense.
Yeah, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, then the two shows you just mentioned. So that's four. And then we only have one more spot.
Yeah, maybe She-Hulk.
She-Hulk 2?
Yeah. She-Hulk 2, yeah. It's a weird beast. I would say Daredevil, except again, Daredevil's just coming out in what, 2023? 2024?
There is a
2024 world, and it's
Jessica Jones show. I mean, there's cool things that could be. Yeah.
Or like a Defender show, that would be cool. Last thing, Leonard Kim, as he says in the Discord, as I reflected on the SDCC news, specifically Marvel, I found myself looking even further ahead down the line. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but post Avengers King Dynasty Secret Wars, what else could they explore? I know a lot of people tweeted me that like, it's going to be the mutant saga. The next saga is going to be the mutant saga. It's like, I think that's too specific.
Yeah, but we have a lot to explore because we're going to have shit to explore with the Eternals for a long time, which I really would be excited about.
I just rewatched it. I think it still holds up. I enjoy it.
And then we're going to have Fantastic Four that we're dealing with. Yeah. So post Secret Wars, we got a lot of shit to deal with Fantastic Four. And then we've got mutants. So like between dealing with our mutants, dealing with Fantastic Four and dealing with the Eternals, I think that phase seven kind of like, it's got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, and if we don't have a Shang-Chi 2, that's a good, you know, plop that right in there. There's still speculation of a Scarlet Witch movie.
Then we would have to have a Shang-Chi 2 until 2026. But then again, Aquaman was fucking 4 years apart from Aquaman 2, so.
Yeah. It's not unheard of. It is weird for Marvel, but it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be 5 years till we get the Batman 2, so, you know, whatever. So we'll see. I will also say it wouldn't surprise me, and people are going to hate that I'm going to say this, it wouldn't surprise me if they kind of reboot things after Secret Wars and we get a new Captain America, a new Steve Rogers, a new Tony Stark.
I like that idea, DJ. I know that people don't like that idea, but I do. I want this to be accessible for teenagers and kids and people who don't want to watch 5,000 things in order to understand who Captain America is.
Yeah, and I also wouldn't hate it if like we had an MCU, a new MCU that started with X-Men and the Fantastic Four, and like they're all there. We don't have to figure out a way to arc weld them in there. We're there, we're off to the races. But again, we are, like you just mentioned, we're introducing a bunch of new people already. So we'll see. Last couple things is I am curious to see if we're going to try and figure out a Galactus in there pre-Secret Wars, because I, having rewatched Eternals, I really think we're going to try and position Galactus as a Celestial.
Interesting.
Makes sense to me. And also, I know we're talking about like Kang and Kang Dynasty. I think Kang is going to be the bad guy of Kang Dynasty, and I think Doctor Doom is going to be the bad guy of Secret Wars. He's going to be the, I think he is the big bad of this.
And you think saga. He is
the actor?
Yeah.
I don't know who they would cast. Can I tell you who my choice would be?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up, because I felt this way for a long time. My choice would have been Mads Mikkelsen. He's been taken, but he would have been the guy. Did you watch the Netflix Dracula show, Roxy?
No.
The actor who played Dracula, and he was also in Northman. I'm going to pronounce his name incorrectly, and I apologize. It's Klaas Bang. He's a Danish actor. He would be great. It's C-L-A-E-S Bang is the last name. He is great in Dracula. I think he 100% has the vibes. Like I just think he would make a really, really, really good Dr. Doom.
I get that, but just based on his headshot.
Yeah. He'd be the dude. The other one that occurred to me, a talented actor that might be good. Also speaking of the Northmen, and if we really wanted to go with, you know, it's sad that Dr. Doom can't show his face. Like he was injured. I actually thought of Alexander Skarsgård might be interesting.
Huh?
There's something that compelling there about like somebody incredibly handsome having to cover his face in a mat. Like it feels like it feeds into the, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Do you have a potential Dr. Doom casting?
No, I don't. But next time I will. I think we've got some time.
We've got some time. And just to, speaking of casting, we talked about Taron Egerton before. I have been watching Blackbird, and I see it more now, Roxy, how he could be a Wolverine. Mm-hmm. It would be a very kind of transformative performance for him. But I think he could do it. Mm-hmm. He definitely has the physique for it. Mm-hmm. You've been watching that show, right?
Just a little bit. I haven't seen the whole thing. But
there's a couple shirtless scenes. He's got the superhero. He's doing the superhero workout.
His ass off for it.
Anyway, those are our thoughts for Phase 6. Roxy, where can the kids find you?
Everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Oh, my goodness. Let us know on Twitter what you think about our speculation for Phase 6. You can find me at DJ Talks Trash. You can find the show everywhere that matters at Only Stupid Answers, but on Twitter.
Ding up the vowels from stupid.
Please join our Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. And if you missed the Kickstarter for my comic, you can still go to the pre-order store. You can go to hellbentcomicbook.com and click that pre-order link. And thanks again to everybody that backed my comic and made that happen. It means the world to me. And we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody. Oh, thank you to Glenn Caesar and Leonard Kim for joining us live. Lenkin says maybe a they're talking about Eternals 2 and Shang-Chi 2, maybe a mutants intro. And Lenkin says he's super down for a third Doctor Strange. I mean, we'll get one, but like, again, where? Like, are we going to be waiting 5 years for that? We'll see. Anyway, thank you all for joining us.
Last Bang guy, man.
He's so good. Watch just like
just scrolling through pictures of him.
Yeah, just watch like the first episode of Dracula or just a few minutes, and I think you'll immediately like, oh, he's just good with the villain vibes. He's just got the vibe. Anyway, that's it from us. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.